Welcome to the Summer-Autumn 2022 edition of Visible. This newsletter is produced by Site Support West of England and Wiltshire Site, keeping you informed of local site loss news. In this edition, there are 14 sections. Section 1, Welcome. Section 2, Sharing Your Stories. Section 3, ICANN Bristol. Section 4, Top Tips, Entertainment. Section 5, Are We There Yet? Holidaying with Site Loss. Section 6, Our Lottery. Section 7, Our Community Hubs and Social Groups. Section 8, The Good, The Bad and The Curious. Our Shop Donations. Section 9, A Year in Summary. Section 10, Meet the Volunteers. Section 11, Could You Represent Us in the Community? Section 12, Reading Independently. Section 13, Our Summer Raffle. And finally, Section 14, our back page detailing how to contact us and what we do. Each of these sections is a separate file which will enable you to skip forward or back to the next section. This newsletter is recorded by me, Chloe Nichols. Section 1. Welcome to our latest issue of Visible Magazine. Visible Magazine is the newsletter for both Site Support West of England and Wiltshire Site. We are separate charities, but we work closely together to ensure people get the best service wherever they are in the region. Writing one magazine for the whole region helps both our charities save time and money. We are very happy to be back out in the community after a difficult couple of years. We now have site loss hubs in 30 different locations. Many hubs include a social group, a chance to stop for a drink and meet other blind or partially sighted people. We have included an updated list of all the places you can find us in this issue. Please call the office for our most up-to-date venues and times, or to make an appointment to see a sight loss advisor. This issue includes a special article on taking holidays with sight loss. Our comms officer Karen has filled this article with advice and tips that she's found useful, including accessible options, what to think about before you book, and practical advice for when you are away. As always, we welcome any feedback you have on this magazine. If you would prefer to receive it by email or on a USB stick, please just ask. Best wishes, Mike Sylvie. Section 2, Sharing Your Stories. Kevin lives in Bristol and lost his sight due to retinitis pigmentosa. He came across Site Support through a Google search a few years ago. As a result, he signed up for a monthly What's On e-newsletter, which details current accessible local events. This year, the ICANN exhibition caught Kevin's attention in our guide. He had wanted for some time to attend Site Village, an exhibition organised by another organisation. But this doesn't take place locally, so Kevin decided instead to visit ICANN Bristol. We are very happy to report that Kevin was impressed by the event and our welcoming and knowledgeable staff. He found the diverse and useful advice and information on offer from ourselves and the other exhibition very helpful. Following this positive experience, Kevin then visited our sight loss advice hub at Southmead and asked for assistance with the use of his Android phone. He met our senior sight loss advisor, Mark, who was able to quickly identify the problem and assist him with some practical solutions. The value of having someone in front of you to tell you exactly how to do something rather than reading instructions was wonderful. Kevin tells us that the help he received from Site Support has given him the confidence to tackle technology. Getting past the initial steps has made all the difference. He feels like it's a weight off his shoulders, knowing we are here to offer instruction if he needs it or help with any other sight loss related issue. Having helped Kevin, he would now like to help us. He has very recently joined our board of trustees and will help shape our work by sharing his knowledge and lived experiences to ensure we are a voice for all the people we represent. Section 3, ICANN Bristol. On March 16th, we ran our first ever ICANN exhibition at the Memorial Stadium in Bristol. Our aim was to hold a local event where providers of sight loss equipment and services were all under one roof. We hoped that blind and partially sighted people could find solutions to some of the issues faced when living with sight loss. The event ran from 10 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and despite the bracing British weather, which featured every kind of rain, we had a fantastic and fun day which exceeded our expectations. Nearly 200 people attended the exhibition, making it wonderfully busy with a great atmosphere. Visitors had the opportunity to speak directly with a diverse range of exhibitors. We also held a series of talks throughout the day that were incredibly well attended, with some having over 50 people present. The talks provided an opportunity to find out more about specific topics ranging from fraud awareness to the work of the Sight Loss Council. Feedbacks on the talk was positive, and our Meet the Expert talk from Amar Shah, our trustee and leading optometrist, was considered especially interesting and useful. The event was a resounding success, with over 95% of visitors rating the event as good or excellent. So what's next? Following the success of ICANN Bristol, we plan to run further exhibitions in the region. Our next event will take place at the Salisbury Guildhall on the 5th of October 2022. Following this, we aim to run two events per year, alternating between Swindon and Bath and Bristol and Salisbury. We hope these events will bring new opportunities on an ongoing basis to people living with sight loss in the region. With each ICANN event, we hope to learn more and improve. As such, we welcome your input at any time, so please feel free to get in touch if you have any suggestions and ideas about further exhibitions. To book for our Salisbury exhibition or for further information, please call or email us. We would like to thank all those who attended on the day. We would like to offer a big thank you to our headline sponsors, Optilec, New Medica and Erwin Mitchell, without whom this event would not have been possible, as well as partner sponsors Associated Optical and the Fish Ponds Tap. I came away buzzing with helpful advice. The whole event was brilliant. The exhibitors were patient, very helpful and had excellent advice. Everyone was friendly, and well done to the meet and greet guides who remained cheerful throughout despite the awful weather. Section 4. Top Tips Entertainment. For our top tips feature in this edition, we would like to share some ways that you can continue to access different types of entertainment. Life is to be enjoyed, and sight loss doesn't have to be a barrier to this. So, we hope our tips will be useful and help you to carry on having fun in whichever way you choose. 1. A range of adapted puzzles, crossword, board and card games are available in Braille or large print. 2. Many cinemas or theatres offer audio-described shows. You can listen to a narration track through headphones that will describe what is happening on the screen or stage. Some theatres also offer a touch tour of the set prior to a performance. 3. Museums and galleries often offer audio-described tours, and many museums have volunteer guides who can really help bring a museum to life. 4. Audio description is free on digital TV services. It is available on a selection of programmes on the main channels. 5. Some newer TVs and service providers have voice control options and audible TV listening guides. Large print and audible TV listings are also available from RNIB. 6. Several audiobook services are available. RNIB Talking Books, Calibre Audio Library, Audible, Your local library and Sightsport West of England can provide talking books in different formats for playing on a variety of devices. 7. Large print books are available from local libraries. RNIB Talking Library has a range of different download, audio and braille books. 8. Radio stations can be accessed on a variety of equipment and via your digital TV or smart speaker. 9. If you have a smart speaker, Amazon Echo, Alexa, Google Dot or Apple HomePod for example, it can be used to access talking books, radio, podcast, quizzes, music and jokes. 10. Podcasts are also another way to access entertainment and information of various types. 11. Some people find it helpful to listen to a radio commentary while watching a sporting event on TV, as it gives more detailed information. 12. Some sporting venues offer priority seating areas and access to commentary. If you need any further advice on any of these tips or feel you are unable to access the things you once enjoyed doing, please do get in contact with us. Our sight loss advisors have lots of different suggestions and advice on how you can manage any of the barriers sight loss can present. Life can be enjoyed no matter how much sight you do or don't have. Section 5. Are we there yet? Holidaying with sight loss. Having a holiday can be one of life's greatest pleasures, but what about when you are living with sight loss? Are you still able to enjoy a diverse range of holidays and take part in all the experiences holidaying has to offer? We think so. Specialist holidays. One way to access holidays is to book with a specialist holiday company. These companies offer holidays that are specifically tailored to meet the needs of people living with sight loss. These include offering extra support such as sighted guides or adjustments to activities or accommodation. We spoke to Jenny and Steve, who have had many of these types of holidays. They told us that using specialist companies has proved to be a liberating experience. They have had amazing experiences, including climbing Sydney Harbour Bridge, cycling across Holland, while water rafting, and even an exclusive hands-on experience of a Michelangelo statue in Russia. Gloves were mandatory, of course. Here is a quote. Specialist companies have given myself and my partner memories and experiences to last the rest of our lives. Specialist themed breaks are also popular and can include wine tasting, poetry, learning a language or local history. If you're feeling adventurous, the Calvert Trust provides adapted outdoor activities, including abseiling, climbing, cycling, and amazing zip wire, to mention just a few. Or if you enjoy hiking, you could try Milton Mountaineers, a charity who meet across the UK to climb hills or mountains. Or perhaps you want a relaxing hotel break. The Windermere Manor Hotel offers accessible hospitality with hotel staff trained to assist people with sight loss. If you need more support, some residential homes caring for the blind and partially sighted people offer short-term respite care in beautiful settings. There are specialist companies for overseas travel too. Travel Eyes, reopening later this year, offer a range of global destinations and experiences. Their group holidays pair sighted guides with people with sight loss. The guides are on a rota, so this creates a great opportunity to meet new people. Other specialist holiday organisations include Seeable, Responsible Travel and Limitless Travel. There is a great RNIB article detailing specialist holiday companies. You can find it on their website at rnib.org.uk/information, Everyday Living, Home and Leisure Holidays. Mainstream holidays. Mainstream holidays can also be accessible with planning. Some considerations are: sighted guiding support can transform a holiday. There are organisations that can help you find a volunteer. ncvo.org.uk. or a paid guide travel companion, try universalarms.co.uk. Assistance is also available at train stations and airports. These services must be booked in advance. Find out in advance about any trips or activities. Print out or save the information to your mobile. Plan routes for getting to and from where you'll be going. Do you have special requirements? For example, large print menus or a hotel orientation? Most tour operators or hotels can accommodate requests if you let them know in advance. Think about any equipment you regularly use at home which you can easily take with you, like talking clocks or liquid level indicators. Small details can make a big difference, and our wonderful rehabilitation officers have come up with a list of 15 key travel tips. www.sitesportwest.org.uk/resources/tips-and-tricks-for-holidaying. Please contact us if you would like a copy to be posted or emailed to you. Finances. If you have limited funds, it might be worth checking whether a grant toward the cost of a holiday is available. For young people, the Family Fund might be able to help. familyfund.co.uk. For people of all ages, it is worth checking the Disability Grants website, disability.grants.org/holiday-grants-html. Additionally, RNIB might be able to help you find holiday funding. Their helpline number is 0303 123 9999. Please note, companies and funders listed are for information and not endorsed or supported by us. This is just an overview of some of the things to think about when considering a holiday, and we encourage you to do your own research. If you have any more tips, we would love to hear from you. Section 6. Lottery. Feeling inspired by a holiday article? Imagine winning £25,000. If you play our weekly lottery, there's a chance to win £25,000 every week. Win every week. First prize, £25,000. Second prize, £1,000. Runners-up prizes, £5, £20. Plus 10 £10 winners. Plus 20 £5 winners. Your chance to win every week. Charity lotteries are a popular way to support the causes you care about. For £1 a week, you have the chance of winning £25,000 every week. And we get 50p in every £1, which we spend on our work supporting local people living with sight loss. To sign up, call our advisor's office on 01380 723 682 or visit our website https://sitesupportwest.affinitylottery.org.uk. Lotteries are regulated by the Gambling Commission. Site Support West of England is registered with Wiltshire Council to operate this lottery, and a registration number LN00017168. Full terms and conditions for our lottery are available on our website or on request in large print. Section 7. Our community hubs and social groups. We believe that sight loss shouldn't stop people being independent and enjoying life. We want to ensure that people living with sight loss are aware of and can use the many different helpful resources and technological aids that are available. We run local hubs in many different locations across the region. At one of our hubs, you will find a sight loss advisor who will be able to assess what resources would be of most use to you. They will have a range of equipment on hand to demonstrate, including talking clocks and watches, talking book players, magnification aids and lighting. They can also suggest other gadgets
or ways of helping. Our trained advisors have information on a wide range of topics and can offer guidance on all things sight loss related. They are always friendly and willing to help no matter what the issue, so please do come along if you have something you are struggling with. We understand how sight loss can lead to isolation, which is why many of our hubs have social groups running alongside them. These friendly, volunteer-run groups provide an opportunity for those living with sight loss to get together, share experiences, swap tips, and relax. So, if you feel you would benefit from any of the above, don't hesitate to either pop into one of our social groups or see a sight loss advisor by making an appointment. Sight Support West of England Hubs, Bristol, Bedminster, South Mead, Fish Ponds, Bath and North East Somerset, Bath, Chew Valley, Kingsham, Midsmar Norton, South Gloucestershire, Bedley Stoke, Thornbury, Yate, Wiltshire Sight Hubs, Amesbury, Bradford-on-Avon, Calne, Chippenham, Corsham, Cricklade, Devizes, Highworth, Malmesbury, Marlborough, Caixham, Pusey, Rawlwood, Bassett, Salisbury, Swindon in three locations, Tisbury, Trowbridge, Warminster, Rawton. Section 8. The good, the bad and the curious. Our shop donations. Our new Salisbury hub has now been open for 6 months and we are so thrilled with the support we've received from the local community and the progress we've made in just these short 6 months. The shop itself is performing well, and one of the driving factors of this is the generous donations we receive. On average, the shop receives 56 large sacks or boxes of donations per week. These often contain a mix of fantastic, quirky, and entertaining items, and we thought we would share some of our favourites with you. Some of the more valuable items we have received include a vintage travel chess set worth £150, a pair of designer Escada boots worth £150, fabulous. But what about these more interesting items? A pair of make your own polka dot knickers, or how about a Donald Trump loo brush? A poop emoji mug, enough to put you off your tea for sure. How about a bogeyman egg separator? Or a jelly bean pooping unicorn? Or some stylish fish flops? Some flip flops shaped like fish? We really do get it all. We've also had some classics donated. How about this fish gargle jug which, when poured, produces a sound effect that mimics the creature of the jug shape? Every home should have one. Don't get us wrong, we thoroughly value every single donation we receive, and we love finding all the weird and wonderful items we can then sell on. In the first 6 months of trading, your donations have helped us generate over £45,000, the profit from which will be used to fund our services across the region, a truly fabulous result. Anything we are unable to sell in store is sold on to our textile recyclers, so no items are ever wasted with us. The shop in Salisbury and our office in Devizes are always accepting donations, and every bag helps raise funds to keep our sight loss services running. Do keep them coming. Section 9. A Year in Summary. As we move into another financial year, we've been looking back at what we've achieved over the last 12 months to March 2022. We hope you share our sense of pride as we look back over a challenging year. What we did: 3,313 one-to-one sessions held with clients, 419 new clients, a 29% increase on 2021. 28 consultation hubs reopened across the west of England, and one new charity shop, our very first, now open in Salisbury. Quote, what people said: the support has given me so much more confidence, It has opened my eyes to what I can do. The biggest difference has been to my confidence. I will now do things around the house like washing up and making breakfast, which I wouldn't have tried before. I'm able to go out to the shop and feel confident crossing the road. Connecting to people who are going through the same as me has made all the difference. I feel happier about having sight loss. Sight support has made me feel equal.
Fantastic. You're an excellent model of how a support service should work. Satisfaction, how people feel. Since we introduced our evaluation measures to enable clients to provide feedback on our service, 97% of clients have rated our service good, with 90% rating it as excellent. 91% of clients have told us they feel more able to cope with day-to-day life as a result of our support. Outcomes, what people achieved. In early 2021, we refined our outcome measurements down to 6 key outcome areas. Understanding site condition and registration. Communication and technology. Managing at home. Moving around. Health and well-being. And finances and employment. Through our sight loss assessment process, we can show that over the past year, 82% of the clients we have been working with have already recorded significant improvements during the year in at least one of our outcome areas as a result of our support. Volunteering, what people contributed. We have 68 current volunteers. 2,200 hours of volunteering time given to supporting clients, a 75% increase on 2021. 28% of our volunteers are visually impaired. Finances, what we spent. Sight loss support services, £401,800. Fundraising costs, £57,700. Section 10, meet the volunteers. Names, Richard and Janice Rabson. Volunteer role, social group facilitators. Date started February 2019. Janice and I live in Yates, South Gloucestershire. We have one daughter, one son and three granddaughters. We have both been visually impaired from birth and are both registered severely sight impaired. After having to give up work due to other health issues, we decided we would like to get involved with helping other blind and partially sighted people. We found out about Sight Support West of England via the internet and thought running a social meetup group would be ideal for us. After visiting Sight Support's coffee and a convo group in central Bristol, we decided to become volunteers, and in February 2019, we started our social group in Yates. We now run the Sight Loss Friendship Group on the first Wednesday of each month at Soho Coffee Co. in Yate Leisure Centre. The group meets for a friendly, light-hearted chat to make new friends and support each other. Despite the challenges of lockdown, when the social couldn't run, we kept in regular contact with our group via WhatsApp and were available if any member of the group needed help and advice. We very much enjoy volunteering for Sight Support and find it rewarding to support other people with a visual impairment. We enjoy helping to build friendships and reduce isolation, so blind and partially sighted people don't feel they have to cope with sight loss on their own. We feel that being visually impaired ourselves gives a better understanding of what people with sight loss are going through, and Sight Support are always ready and willing to help in resolving any issues relating to sight loss that we come across. Outside of our volunteering role, we often meet up with vision impaired friends from our school days at various hotels around the country, as we all live in different areas. We also enjoy pottering around the garden, walking in the countryside and looking after the grandchildren when needed. Section 11. Could you represent us in the community? We are looking for outgoing and enthusiastic individuals who are passionate about our charity and the work we do, and who would like
like to love the opportunity to help us raise awareness of our vital services within their local area. This role is flexible and will vary depending on the area you live in and your own skills and interests. Tasks may include using your local knowledge to find suitable venues to display our leaflets and posters and ensure these are kept up to date. Liaising with local parish magazines and newsletters to feature adverts and or articles about our work. Helping to find local fundraising opportunities, summer fetes, Christmas carol concerts and local companies. Attending events to receive check donations. Scouting out accessible local venues for events such as hubs, fundraising stalls, social groups and information days and supporting these events when required. Keeping us up to date with activities in your community which might be of interest to our clients. So, if you have time to spare and are friendly, approachable and comfortable in a public-facing role, please do get in touch. We offer an induction, training, expenses as well as support and supervision from the volunteer coordinator. Section 12. Reading independently. Struggling to read can be one of the biggest impacts of sight loss. It can be frustrating when it is difficult to read a book, a recipe, your post or your phone screen. But there are lots of tools to help you read independently again. Magnification. The first step is to consider optical magnifiers. These come in a variety of strengths and styles, including ones that have built-in lights or stands. Some people have several different magnifiers for different purposes. Perhaps one that fits in your pocket or your bag for when you're out and about, and one at home that can sit on your chest or on a tabletop, which lets you hold a book and turn the pages easily. Magnifiers are simple to use, with a broad range to suit many different needs. They all do a good job at helping people to read. But the stronger the lens of the magnifier, the smaller the field of view becomes. This means that while the print is readable, you might only see a word or a couple of letters at a time. This can be frustrating. If you need a very strong magnification, we recommend using electronic magnification. These are devices that use a camera to look at the print, which is then viewed on the screen in very high contrast. These machines instantly turn the text into crisp black on white, or black on yellow, or any other colour combination that suits your needs. A large screen means that you can view more of the reading material at any one time. Text-to-speech. If magnification isn't enough, then consider using a text-to-speech reader. These are suitable for people with severe sight loss or any condition that leaves you without useful vision. These machines take an image of text and then read it aloud. The voice is automated, clear and easy to understand. There are simple buttons to pause, repeat text or adjust the speed. Some readers also have an electronic magnifier. We know this equipment can make a huge difference to daily life, but it can be very expensive. Some suppliers offer payment plans or instalments, and your sight loss advisor can sometimes recommend organisations to apply for help with funding. Although sadly, Sight Support West of England nor Wiltshire Sight can offer grants. We do occasionally have used equipment available in return for a suggested donation. Please do visit our resource centres to try out a range of equipment before buying the one that suits you best. Using a smartphone or tablet for help reading independently. Smartphones or tablet computers can provide a great way to read independently. There are applications available for both Android and Apple smartphones that use the phone camera to scan, electronically magnify, clean up text and even read text aloud. These apps are usually free. We would be happy to advise on which app might best meet your needs, so do get in touch. If you don't yet use a smartphone or tablet, then please contact us to arrange to learn more. We have a special training course that we can take you through in your own time, teaching over the telephone or in person. We run through all the basics of using a smartphone or tablet computer. We will help you get used to using the magnification or text-by-speech apps. You will learn to make and receive video calls and can use everyday apps such as those used for banking. In some circumstances, we can lend you a tablet to learn with so you can see if this is something that will help you. No matter what level of sight you have, there are ways in which we can help you to remain an independent reader. If you would like to find out more about any of these solutions, please contact your local sight advisor. Section 13. Summer Raffle. Your chance to support our work and win. First prize, £500. Second prize, £100. Four runners-up prizes, £25 each. Closing date, 21st of September 2022. Tickets must be received by this date to be included in our draw. Raffles are regulated by the Gambling Commission. Southport West of England is registered with Wiltshire Council to operate this raffle under registration number LN00017168. Full terms and conditions for our raffle are available on our website or on request in large print. Section 14. Contact info. If you or someone you know is losing their sight or living with sight loss, we can help. Our sight loss advisor team are here to help you adjust to living with sight loss and to give you the tools you need to live your life the way you want to. Our support includes information, advice and guidance on living with sight loss, remaining independent and getting the most from life. Demonstration and training on a wide variety of useful resources to help you with daily living, including making the best use of magnification and lighting, aids to support reading and writing. Advice and training on how to use smartphones, tablets and other devices to minimise the impact of your sight loss. Social activities, sports clubs and opportunities to meet others living with sight loss. Bristol, Bath and South Gloucestershire. Call us on 0117 322 4885 or email us at info@sightsupportwest.org.uk. For the Bristol office, the address is the Vassal Centre, Jill Avenue, Fishponds, Bristol, BS16 2QQ. Or you can visit our website at sightsupportwest.org.uk. Sight Support West of England is registered in England and Wales under charity number 117834. Wiltshire and Swindon. Call us on 01380 723682. Or email us at info@wiltshiresight.org. The address for the Devizes office is St Lucy's Sight Centre, Broughfoot, Bath Road, Devizes, SN10 280. Or visit our website at www.wiltshiresight.org. Wiltshire Sight is registered in England and Wales under charity number 111 9462.